Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Anti-Semitism, often described as one of the world's oldest forms of a prejudice, and somehow it continues to fool us. It continues to present itself in all sorts of ways, from social media, university campus, politics, public discourse. And we know that it has become even a bigger concern over the last while. What is anti-Semitism? Why does it persist? And what is the situation like here in South Africa? Joining us to unpack these important questions is Professor Karen Milner. She's Associate Professor of Industrial and Organizational Psychology at WITS and the National Chairperson of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. A very good morning to you. Can we just start with the basics? When we hear the term anti-Semitism, people have different understanding of what it is on a basic level. How do we define it?
Sure. Good morning, Howard. And I think that the definition of anti-Semitism, I think there are two things that I can talk about in terms of anti-Semitism. There's sometimes a way to understand anti-Semitism, and that is we certainly know it when we see it.
Exactly.
On the other hand, we really do know it when we see it. On the other hand, in terms of formal definitions that we can take to court, for example, those can be very complex and can be at the moment, in fact. We are in a court case at the moment, together with Adam Mendelsohn against UCT, specifically over how anti-Semitism should be defined. So anti-Semitism should be quite a simple thing to define. It's hostility against Jews. It's an attempt, it's an intent or wish to harm Jews. And that should be fairly straightforward to explain. But it's not that straightforward to explain, because anti-Semitism also has a very long history. And it can take some explanation as to why sometimes things like allegations about Jewish power and Jewish wealth are anti-Semitic. There's no question that they are anti-Semitic. They're based in our history. They're based on the real harm that has emerged out of the way people speak about Jews and out of the conspiracy theories that people have about Jews. On the ground, in fact, it's very simple. Explain what anti-Semitism is. It's hostility against Jews, and we know that there's a real emergent concept of what I think is best called anti-Zionist anti-Semitism, which is hostility against Jews because they have some kind of connection to Israel, or holding Jews accountable for what happens to Israel, or demonizing Israel in a way that wouldn't be to standards that wouldn't be held against another country.
We spoke earlier this week to the CSO here in Johannesburg, and because they're following a statement that they had put out that they are seeing an increase in incidents. Thankfully, low numbers of anything violent, but there's been an uptick, and they wanted to make the community aware that this is happening. What are you, from the SA Jewish Board of Deputies, what are you seeing on the ground, and what is, if we just take the current temperature, what does it look like to you?
Sure. So, I think we're in quite a good position, and I think it's worth unpacking some of the incidences that have occurred over the last few years. And what's particularly important is we've been collecting statistics on anti-Semitism basically since the 1990s. So in order to pick up an uptick, you really do need to compare it as you would in any, if you're looking for any kind of trend, you need to compare it over the last couple of years. And I think in terms of the last couple of years, I've got the statistics in front of me at the moment. Our average anti-Semitism per year, if you exclude 2023, where obviously we had that huge spike.
Right. After
October the 7th and early 2024. So since basically things started to normalize for us around the end of 2024, early 2025, since then we've had 6 to 7 incidences per month. On average, per 6 to 7 incidences, and we're not seeing a massive change from that. The last 2 months have seen 14 incidents of anti-Semitism, which fits within that 6 to 7 incidences of anti-Semitism per month. So while I agree there is a global massive increase in anti-Semitism, and I think that we can never be completely, we have to be vigilant around anti-Semitism. And quite honestly, no, like there's not one level at which any incident of anti-Semitism is acceptable. I think in terms of trends, we're not seeing an increase, for example, on previous years in South Africa. We're seeing those, if we look across a couple of months and we look relative to last year, we're seeing fairly similar numbers of anti-Semitism, and the nature of them as well might be worth unpacking.
And what is the nature of, obviously my goal is not to say, well, the CSO said one thing, you said another. That's obviously not what this is about. I'm just trying to understand what the, from a practical experience perspective and on the ground, what it is that you are seeing in terms of the nature of these incidents that you are seeing. Are they generally Israel related? Are they random anti-Jewish, people are called out simply for being Jewish? What is it that you are observing?
So the difference between us and the CSO stats, some of the differences is we collect statistics nationally, just because we're a national body, and then we report those statistics into the various Jewish organizations globally, for example, the ADL. Mm-hmm. We report them into Tel Aviv University, and those are and we use their methodology for collecting and identifying incidences of anti-Semitism. Another difference would be that the CSO, for example, would count graffiti, whereas we would only count graffiti if it was directed, for example, if it was on a shul or it was directed at a Jewish institution.
Fair enough, right.
So those are some, so the nature of the incidences are similar, but we don't count, for example, graffiti outside of it unless it's actually targeted.
Right.
But we've had one incident, and it's too many. We've had one incident over the last few months of physical assault. That's obviously our worst, obviously a terrorist incident will be worse, but a physical assault is our highest level of anti-Semitism. And we have had, unfortunately, we have had one incident of physical assault over the last few months. Other than that, we typically see things like social media takes up quite a lot of, and I'm sure that you are very familiar of what's happening on social media. The kind of ways that social media, but again, if you counted every incident on social media.
No, you can't. I personally wouldn't count any.
We do if it's targeted. So if somebody says to you, you are if it's targeted and if it includes a threat,
we certainly include it.
If it's South African, if it's targeted and if it includes a threat, that definitely is included. And if we can trace the person, we'll actually take them to court if there's a threat.
Right.
So that's the social media kind of thing. And similarly, any kind of hate mail. We occasionally get hate mail at the Jewish Board of Deputies. We would include that as as an incident of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, what's interesting as well is I spoke a little bit. Sorry, Karen, the line wasn't great.
Okay. Unfortunately, that's fairly commonplace that we get a bit of hate mail, some rather nasty social media comments. The second way we look at it, and we've had a few incidences of that, and that would be verbal insults or verbal abuse. So somebody yelling at a Jewish person passing by, that kind of thing. That's relatively, I can give you, we had over the last 2 months, we've had 6 incidences of that.
Right.
So not great, but if you compare what's going on anywhere in the world.
Right. Oh, no, there's little doubt about that. And also, it was interesting. I spoke earlier with Professor Zeblon Vilakazi talking about Witz's incredible achievement on the global stage. And one of the things I said to him was that the success of managing hate on campus at Witz has been tremendous. There's divergent views. There's lots of different people with different ideas, different thoughts. But it somehow Witz has managed to be a place that where Jewish students feel safe. And I think that is an incredible achievement as well.
100%. And I think that that's really for us, for the community as a whole, that our students can go to university and feel safe is, again, something that can't be taken for granted 100%. Around the world.
Yeah.
So I think that anti-Semitism, I mean, unfortunately, there are incidents of anti-Semitism, but we're not really seeing any massive change, certainly in terms of our data over the last year or two. We should remain vigilant. I think that we are seeing, and we are working very, we work very hard to address it. We have an anti-Semitism hotline at the SAJBD, and we also follow up. Every single matter that is reported to us, we follow up, we provide support to the people who report it. If there is a case, and I think this is perhaps one of the reasons our anti-Semitism is low, is that we have a superb constitution which protects our rights as Jews. We'll follow it up, we'll take it to court, we will support the people who are experiencing it. We really leave no stone unturned, and it's really important that we are rational and clear thinking about anti-Semitism. People really want to use it against us in every respect. So they'll change the definition, they'll accuse us of weaponizing us, they'll accuse us of playing the victim. We need to be aware of it.
Yeah, don't call it when it's not there, because that is as damaging. Karen, they're telling me I'm way over time, but it was just an interesting conversation that I wanted to continue. I do need to, unfortunately, end it there. Thank you for that, and thank you for the incredible work that you are doing. That it was Professor Karen Milner, the National Chairperson of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies.